Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor Dezine, Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Heinzauer. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, fairs season is about to be in full swing. Again, I can't believe it's going to be it's July. That's insane. But you've got some pre-entry and some particulars you want to talk about.
That's right, yes. Fair season is over. We do a lot of 4-H events in June, but now it's July 1st, and it's time to really dedicate ourselves to both of our district fairs. But our first one that I'm probably the most involved with is the Miami County Fair here in Paola, Kansas. And actually today, July 1st, is our deadline. So if you are thinking about, if you're a 4-H'er who's wanting to exhibit in our fair, or a Miami County 4-H'er exhibiting in our fair, you need to have your pre-entries in today. If you are an open class exhibitor, which anybody can come and exhibit at our fair in open class, we really encourage you to have your pre-entries in here on July 1st. So it's a really easy system. You just go online. Everything is on our mayordezine.ksu.edu website, and then just look under fair info. And click on the Miami County Fair, and there's fair pre-entry right there on that first page. So it's easy to get to pre-entering fair exhibits, and there's a link there. You go in and you just add in your name, your address, your email, and the phone number, and then it also, and then you can choose whatever items you might want to do. There's lots of ways to do that. Or lots of items you can do. You know, you can have photography. We do have some open class poultry. We have lots of different open class. The fair book's actually on that website as well. So if you don't have a Miami County Fair book and want to look to see what all you can do, that is great. But today is the deadline for that. Open class, if you don't enter by today, you can still come to the fair, but you will be standing in line at the fair while we enter you into the system, because everything needs to be entered into that system so that you, we can track who gets ribbons and everything that goes on behind the scenes at fair. So that's kind of the big thing. And then, you know, before we'll talk again, we are actually going to start our fair prep here in the Miami County. We actually start with some pre-fair things, including our dog show on Saturday the 12th. It's just the 4-H dog show anymore. We don't have our open class. We have some shooting sports things that are happening that week of the 10th, 11th, 12th. We also have our fashion review judging and on July 14th, so that'll happen. So we're getting all those things ready, and that's why it's really important to have those pre-entries in by today, so we can start getting those contests prepped and our superintendents ready and everything ready to go. So when you get there, we can have a great time. You can get to show your exhibits off, and we will be ready to go. So just a reminder, July 1st today is the last date to pre-enter items for the Miami County Fair for 2025, and we hope to see you at the Miami County Fair. We actually kick off officially. I know I told you some of the pre-fair things, but we officially kick off on July 19th, and we will be going till Saturday the 26th. So schedule it on your calendars, and we hope to see you in Paola, Kansas at the Miami County Fair.
Coming right up. It's just down the road. Make sure you get those things in. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.